AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There's been talk of talks to end the Iran war, but also word today of more shots fired. A U.S. fighter jet shooting out the rudder of an Iranian oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman as it tried to breach the blockade of Iran's ports. President Trump spoke about the blockade and the diplomatic efforts that continue.
It's like a wall of steel. Nobody goes through. In particular, the Iranians, they're not getting anything through one way or the other, so they're out of business. And we'll see whether or not they are agreeing. And if they don't agree, they'll end up agreeing shortly thereafter.
Oil prices eased and stock markets rallied worldwide on hopes for a deal. But U.S. gas prices keep climbing. AAA puts the national average at $4.53 per gallon. In other news, Jennifer King reports.
A judge has ruled that the federal government can keep 2020 election ballots and other materials taken by the FBI from a warehouse in Fulton County, Georgia, in late January. Fulton County is heavily Democratic and includes most of the city of Atlanta. The county argued that the seizure was unconstitutional, but U.S. District Judge J.P. Boulay said the county had not met the high legal bar that would allow him to intervene. The Justice Department has said it's investigating, quote, irregularities that occurred during the 2020 presidential election, unquote. Georgia's votes in the 2020 race were counted three times, with each affirming a win by Democrat Joe Biden. I'm Jennifer King.
And the World Health Organization says two patients with hantavirus and one possibly infected have been evacuated from the cruise ship at the center of the outbreak moored off West Africa. The WHO's Maria van Kerkhove tells AP.
I do have good news that we know from the ship's operators that two infectious disease physicians from the Netherlands are joining the ship to actually move with them on board from Canary Island, from Cabo Verde to hopefully the Canary Islands, although that might change. And we don't have any other symptomatic people on board.
This is AP News. At an international art exhibition in Venice, Italy, Colleen Barry reports protesters swarmed Russia's pavilion.
Feminist protest group from Ukraine and Russia, Pussy Riot and Femin, are protesting in front of the Russia Pavilion. They say that Russia should not be present at the Biennale, and they've done everything to try and speak to the people at the Biennale about this and have gotten no response. They have come wearing pink masks and did an action with smoke bombs, starting with pink and then blue and yellow for the Ukrainian flag. They've been chanting, Russia's art is blood and disobey. The presence of the Russia Pavilion has sparked a lot of chaos in the 61st edition of the Biennale.
That's the AP's Colleen Barry reporting from Venice. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.